God, it's
Friday.
Thank God, it's
Friday.
Good morning. Welcome to the Friday Morning Club. Today I have with me
Jersey,
Sage,
Shadir.
And we also have a special guest, Mighty Eagle of the Month, Mr. Egger. Hi, Mr. Egger.
Well, hi. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. The girls have some questions for you today, and so we're excited to find out your answers.
Oh, I'm kind of intimidated.
Can you tell us about yourself?
I can do that. I have a wife, Leslie, three sons, all doing well, all living on their own, five grandchildren, one on the way, be here in September, two doodles, one Lola, one Stella.
Can you tell us about your education?
Sure. I went to Waverly High School, did my undergraduate work at Prue State College, graduate work at UNK.
When you did your work, did you have any computers of any kind?
No, we had slates and chisels.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
It's been a while.
What are some of your favorite things?
I like to travel, and I guess that's why I like the close-up trip, because it mixes travel with history and things I teach. Been to five Civil War battlefields, three presidential homes, one Revolutionary War battlefield, and the United States Naval Academy, to name a bunch of things besides that would take forever.
Do you have any fun facts about yourself?
A lot of them, but to save time, 1991 Indianapolis 500, the day after the race, it was me versus the 1991 pace car, a V10 Viper.
Sick.
You got to drive it?
No, I was riding on a tour bus, paid $10, and it was going alongside of us.
Sick.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. What is the best thing about social studies?
The students. I really enjoyed my classes this year. The freshmen. I really have them engaged. They work hard. I really enjoy them. I think they enjoy me. The juniors, it's a small group of kids, but Jet and Brian are comedians in class, and they keep things light and funny. Seniors, I think I did some of my best work this year with the seniors. They're highly engaged. Their laws they made were incredible. I really liked the law on updating education, making education more relevant for kids of today and the future.
Speaking of seniors, I want to set the score straight with this one. Christian Smith said he's your favorite and he always gets to talk in your class.
When I'm talking to Christian, he's my favorite student.
What about when you're talking to me?
You're my favorite student.
Okay.
Shadir, you're my favorite student when we're talking.
Obviously not. Sent me to the office like twice in 1 week.
It's okay. Can you tell us why you decided to become a teacher?
Work with students and to coach.
How's that working for you?
Pretty good. A couple things I feel bad about in coaching. We've been close to a lot of things. In football, we made state semifinals, never made it to number one. Basketball, state semifinals, never made it to number one. In track, we had the best track team in state. Our star sprinter got hurt after the first day. Mr. Zine's crew in high school ended up being state champions at Tri-County. So I had a couple of second place medalists, I think five other medalists, but never number one. So pole vaulters, we got some unfinished business to do this year.
What would you like to accomplish as a teacher?
I really enjoy kids coming back to me and telling me that made a difference in their life, things they remember, things that we did. So it makes me feel good about my 40 years of teaching.
Since you're retiring at the end of the year, what are some things that you plan to do when you're retired?
Travel. I'd like to go to Europe for some time, the Far East for some time, spend time with my grandkids.
That's cute. Do you have any advice?
You may think as you get older, life gets easier, you're going to graduate, life gets easier. No, you just work harder. Keep working harder.
ironically, today's national day is Thomas Jefferson Day. Can you tell us anything about him or a unique fact about him?
Thomas Jefferson, besides being a president, writer of the Declaration of Independence, so he's a statesman, a politician, a farmer, a scientist, and unfortunately, a slave owner.
Hey, Shadir, do you have the joke of the day?
I do. Where was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was Independence Hall, Philadelphia.
Nope.
Got me.
At the bottom.
Mr. Eger, thank you so much for being here today. Congratulations on Mighty Eagle of the Month, and also congratulations on your retirement. We hope to talk to you again before you head out.
Well, as the Beatle once said, John Lennon, I hope I pass the audition.
It's time in our show where we have to say goodbye.
Bye.